1-800-938-3838.
Welcome to another version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Wow, world traveler. I am shocked. She is, I think, back in the United States. Yes, she is back in the United States. Ellen Ratner from Talk Radio News. She's the grand dame of the whole operation. Where were you last time we talked? Antarctica.
I think I was in, was I in Grenada or on my way to Grenada?
You were on your way to Grenada.
Right.
What's going on in Grenada? I mean, I know you're there for personal reasons, but what's Grenada like?
Actually, this time I was there to work with the college I just joined, or the university. I just joined their nonprofit board, Windriff Institute, which deals with research.
Oh, interesting. Any other Americans on that board?
Yeah, there's an American board, actually.
There you go. So you're part of that American board. You never know with Ellen Ratner what's going to happen. Hey, speaking of you never know, the president, he was a little combative, I guess. He went after the Republicans hardcore. Sometimes you don't see this from him, especially Romney. He went after Romney for what he's calling, what was it, his budget vision, saying that it was, he didn't call it ridiculous, but he said, I guess it was radical.
Yes, he did say it was radical, and he went after him. It sounded like a campaign speech from 2008. Some of us who, as you know, I'm a reporter, but I am a well-known Democrat, some of us, and I'm putting on my commentary hat now, felt this was the old Obama we knew and voted for. So my Republican friends have been horrified at the speech.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just because, you know what, here's the thing is we're not used to seeing this. Like you said, this sounded like he was running to be reelected. That's exactly what the difference was. If you know, listen to the whole speech, you heard that throughout it. Yeah.
Right. I think the president felt like this was an opportunity for him to really, talked to people all over the country, knew he was going to get a lot of news coverage. It was the newspaper editors. President Bush had made a speech on the war from this group. So this is a group that you use to get a message out.
Yeah, there you go. The president also, the previous day, I wanted to ask you about this. The Supreme Court, he kind of was taking, he was taking a swing at the Supreme Court and ultimately what would happen to the health care law. And now, a day later, he's saying he's going to respect, you know, the ruling on the health care law, whatever the ruling is. I want you to handicap this for me. What do you think is going to happen, Al? I've talked to hundreds of people. I get 7254 from, different sources all over the place, whether liberal, Democrat, conservative. What do you think is going to happen?
I have no idea.
I knew you were going to say
that. There was a vote taken on Friday. I have no idea. The only thing I will say is watching the Supreme Court and going to many arguments, which I have. I did not go to this. One of our staffers did. But I will say that I think that they are going to interpret this in as narrow a way as they think they can get away with.
All right. There you go. We'll see. We'll know by the end of June, I would assume.
And
that's probably.
We certainly will.
Yeah. Primary. Mitt Romney wins the Maryland primary, a couple of others. You know, this is a done deal. When do they just toss this in and say Mitt Romney's the guy?
Well, they are. But the question is Newt Gingrich is funded by these people that have an Israel agenda, Adelson, and they want him to get as many delegates as possible to put the Republican Party in that place. And Newt Gingrich is also an angry person. He has nothing to lose. And Santorum believes that he's been given his message from God. So unless they're run out of money, they have no reason to get out.
I love that. All right, Ellen Ratner, Talk Radio News, thanks.
Thank you.
So coming up on America Tonight, a rough day for us in the satellite studio, massive tornadoes in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, 6 to 13. I was driving away from many cells that looked like they were rotating in northern Texas. We had semi-trucks in the air flying around. We had homes that were ripped apart, millions and millions of dollars of damage, but who cares about the damage? What's very odd about the storm is that nobody was hurt. that so far that we know, but it was terrifying, let me tell you. I've got some more details. We're going to flush all that out for you coming up here on this Hour of America Tonight. Plus, our man in Hollywood, Stephen Shohat, joins us, the Titanic. Have you heard that sappy song? Sorry. Celine Dion, I know she made a bloody fortune, and people just love her love songs. But that whole, oh, if I hear that one more time, it's all you hear when you turn on the tube.
It's My Heart Will Go On.
It's My Heart Will Go On. Oh. The sentimental side of Kate Delaney, I'm exposing myself. But anyway, the Titanic, a different version this time in 3D. Imagine that. We know how it ended. We've seen it. We've seen the play. We know it. We know the history of it. And now we get it in 3D. But here's the key. James Cameron is an underwater freak. He is just now gone to the deepest part of the ocean. I know because I was in Washington, the guys at National Geographic told me that he uses some of their stuff, their equipment, their cameras, that kind of thing. And how interesting is that? Because it's cost him so much money to be able to do that, to fund his hobby, the thing that he loves, his passion. Isn't it perfect that he's so good at making money in the movie business? But we're going to talk to Stephen about the Titanic, the re-release, how well that will go over. And also some wild April Fool's pranks in California, especially in the land of la-la and make-believe. April Fool's pranks are really where the best, that's where the best stuff happens. They're good at it. They're good at creating mischief. So they're apparently in Hollywood lore, there's some great April Fool's stories. Now, it's just past, but I think it'd be worth it to hear a few of those if we can squeeze them in. And the results, because Ellen was talking there about Romney, and I said to her, it's the same question I ask all of you. We keep playing this charade, and she said, well, until they run out of money, because you're building your name up and then playing for something else, meaning maybe Newt Gingrich selling another book, whatever it is, and becoming a mouthpiece, certainly for conservatives, and looking at Ron Paul. We know Ron Paul certainly has struck a chord with young people, and when it comes to libertarianism, there's no one better than Ron Paul because he embraces it and he really is that guy. So that message has gotten out there. And for Rick Santorum, he's just elevated himself. He lost his last bid to stay a senator representing Pennsylvania, so he's in it. She's right. They're all in it till the money runs out. But here's the deal. It was a sweep for Romney. Wisconsin, Maryland, D.C. So he has more than half the delegates he needs to clinch the race. So for everybody who called this show for 2 years to tell me that Mitt Romney wasn't going to be the guy, see, it's just the way it works. It's Willy Wonka's Amazing Factory, and they press him out. This is what happens with the Democrats and with the Republicans. Once the establishment from either party decides you're the person, you're the person. Ask Hillary Clinton about that. So Mitt Romney was decided upon a while ago. And everybody has played along pretty much in the primaries and the caucuses. Certainly enough that he's gotten half of the delegates. Math is math is math. He's got them, whether you want him to be the guy or not. Now, the question is, are you going to get behind Mitt Romney? You don't like Obama. You don't want him at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. But you don't like Mitt Romney. Are you going to back Romney or are you going to stay at home? What's the deal? Much more coming your way next. More on those twisters. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, April 3rd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1674.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1716.56, $858.28 for a half ounce, or $429.14 for a quarter ounce. That's $1716.56, $858.28, and $429.14.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashes tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is garden food seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality non-GMO, heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in the bag that is heat sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay. Call today.
Much the sounds that you heard all day long, or I should say a big chunk of the afternoon anyway, in Dallas. That's what came out of Dallas. Why? Because we had tornadoes that you would not believe that slammed in and around the city, slammed into many of the suburbs. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And, of course, here I am, nestled right in the bosom of all of this. I started my career in Kearney, Nebraska, and I was right in the breadbasket of Tornado Alley, and saw what that, a couple of times saw what tornadoes did, but never have I really felt like, wow, I need to have, it's what I harp on all the time when I talk about Mother Nature on this show, I need to have an escape plan here, because it's not looking really good. And it really, they bubbled up all around me. At one point, I was in the car and then just hot-footed it home because I was, it scared me enough, it rattled me enough, since the sky started to do that rotation thing where you know that it could all of a sudden, vloomp, be in a big funnel. And that's pretty much what people were looking for, you know, 3-4 hours. Now it's cleanup time, 6 to 13 tornadoes in North Texas. Talk about dodging a huge bullet if this had slammed right into the middle of downtown Dallas, because all the buildings were evacuated, the schools were evacuated, people were didn't know what to do, really. They were underneath parking structures. Imagine if the tornado had slammed into some of those buildings. What you just heard there was some of the sound from Lancaster, Texas, which is south of Dallas. There, roofs were just peeled off of their homes, just bare plywood all over the place. And you had, and you know that this happens with twisters, some of that wood became weapons, where it just looks like stakes and they would end up being stuck in other houses. It's absolutely amazing that we're not talking about a lot of people dying. 300 buildings were slammed, damaged, flattened, pancaked, whatever you want to call it. So they put a curfew in place there. They opened up a shelter. And it really is like the Wizard of Oz. It was like, for me, it was like driving around. Like I was in the middle of a production of Wizard of Oz. And like, it's not so funny when it's happening right in front of your face.
I thought the craziest thing that I've ever seen, and I'm in Minnesota, so I've seen a lot of tornadoes and I've seen videos of lots of tornadoes, is the tractor trailers getting thrown through the air that was caught on video.
Absolutely.
I've never seen anything like that in my life.
Absolutely. If you have not seen this, because this is talk radio, so we don't have the pictures for you, I'll put them on my website, but you can go anywhere. This is this thing that everybody's looking at. And Matt's right. That is the strangest thing that I have ever seen. I've seen it once in the movie Twister. That's it. So 13 tornadoes, because we're not even really sure about that. But at least we know I've seen video of at least 6 of them. And what the horrific pictures. I mean, it is. It's just terrifying when you see those tractor trailers that are lifted up in an instant.
Hundreds
like
of
matchsticks.
Feet in the air.
Yes.
It's crazy.
And nobody was killed is the craziest thing about that. Nobody was killed when they lifted off that way. I think that there was a lot of moments where, thank goodness, people were not inside like those tractor trailers. They weren't in their homes at the time, so they just missed it. Here's the strangest thing, too. As I flew in late into Dallas from the East Coast yesterday, you had 110 planes, a lot of them American, because that's the hub for American, at the airport that had hail damage, other kinds of things that happened. So they were spun. I heard one plane, like, did a 180. Just did 180. So just sitting there. That's crazy. 400 departures canceled. All the incoming flights diverted to other airports because of that storm. So there's two airports in the Dallas area. Southwest Airlines flies out of a place called Love Field. Their flights were canceled all the way through Tuesday night. And you have to remember, Dallas, for all of you listening in Connecticut and in Illinois and in Florida and in Portland, Maine, Dallas is the fifth largest city, and there is a lot of traffic that comes in and out of this area. It is American's hub. I'll say it once again. Here's the other thing. 47,000 people, homes and throwing some businesses there, have no power. Some of them are just getting power now. This is the natural thing that happens when you have a storm like this. We're talking about those funnel clouds, by the way, that at times the wind got up to 140 miles an hour. 140 miles an hour. How crazy is that to think of? It's what we say that happened in Alabama. It's what many of you have called this show to describe. In Kentucky, you know you've been through that. So, you know, you see these funnel clouds, they touch down, debris starts flying, and then people decide what they're going to do when that happens. And the sirens, in my neighborhood, the sirens went off and on for 2 hours. And that's where that emergency prep comes into play. But most people don't have basements, so there's no basements to huddle in. Storm shelters, I don't think so, not really. A lot of people don't have storm shelters. Yes, if you're listening to me in Kansas, you know what I'm talking about. You have them. In Missouri, you have them. A lot of people do. They don't really have them in Texas, at least not in the big city areas. And just to tell you what it means to see those tractor trailers when you see them flying around, you know a tractor weighs about 20,000 pounds, right? An empty trailer is 14,000 pounds. So you take one of those whoppers, you're talking 46,000 pounds. So those Twisters had to be probably EF1 or EF2 at their strongest to be able to do that. What's very lucky for Cowboy fans is that that stadium wasn't ripped up, because the Cowboys and the Texas Rangers, the professional baseball team, they both play out of Arlington, Texas, and a lot of the damage was reported in that area, happened in that area. So, you know, where you had homes ripped up, there's a place called Kennedale, which is just a stone's throw away from those stadiums. And so everywhere in the places where the funnels went down anyway, they're declaring, you know, a declaration of disaster to try to help cope with it, because now everybody there is in the hole and it's cleanup time at this point. The Cowboys football stadium almost unscathed, which is unbelievable, because that really could have been ripped up. It was that close. And the same thing with the, as I said, with the baseball stadium. And damage from the storms, who knows? The amazing thing about this whole thing, and really the biggest headline that I think you'll see if you pick up the USA Today, will be, we dodged a bullet. Because it's a miracle. It truly is a miracle that there aren't anybody, there's nobody that was killed, and there aren't any significant injuries. You think of Alabama, right there by the University of Alabama, and what happened last year. You think of Missouri, you think of Kentucky, Illinois, all these places where we've talked about various tornadoes that have smashed into neighborhoods and ruined lives. And usually we're talking about, sadly, people who have been killed. So tornadoes thrashed the Dallas area, but nobody killed and nobody hurt. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. And once again, it's just one of those red flags for all of us. If you live in an area where you have earthquakes, where you have tornadoes, we have any of these emergency possibilities. Sometimes you hear these commercials, and we hear these commercials a bunch in America Tonight, and I'm sure even on our local affiliates. I mean, it's not a joke to kind of throw some things together and have a plan for when something happens. Have a plan. And they certainly did. My pals in Kentucky didn't have a plan. Boy, that really led the way early in the morning, and we were talking about it last night. Those riots were just out of control. The police really couldn't do much to contain the throngs of people who were throwing the bottles that I talked about, setting things on fire. The idiot that decided he was going to shoot into a crowd, they can't find him. So how do you celebrate a championship? And I get a little partying, maybe being overserved, wink, wink, but really just ripping up Lexington. Shame on the people who did that. Shame on those college students. They have to know better. It's one thing to get a little out of hand. I mean, come on. We get it. But not to that extent. I mean, when you put the word riot, and you really can call it a riot, it's not exaggerated. Oh, man. And to rip up people's property, which happened in some cases. It's lucky that there wasn't, like we were saying about the tornadoes in a different sense, it's lucky that there weren't more injuries or even more people, any people, who were killed as a result of what happened. Because you get somebody in the mix there who just, whatever reason, decides that they're going to shoot off a gun in the middle of a crowd. You know what can happen with bullets ricocheting and whatnot. So thank goodness we're not telling you about the deaths of some people in one of my favorite places, Lexington, Kentucky. All right, we're headed west. I can say that easily. We're headed west next to California in a conversation with Stephen Showhead.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Water, 14 feet above the keel in 10 minutes. In the 4P, in all three holds, and in boiler room 6.
That's right, sir.
When can we get underway, damn it?
That's 5 compartments.
She can stay afloat with the first 4 compartments breached, but not 5. Not 5. As she goes down by the head, the water will spill over the tops of the bulkheads. At E deck, from one to the next, back and back. There's no stopping it.
The pumps. If we open the
doors. The pumps buy you time, but minutes only. From this moment, no matter what we do, Titanic will founder.
But this ship can't sink.
She's made of iron, sir. I assure you, she can.
And she will. It is a mathematical certainty.
Is there anyone who doesn't know the ending of the Titanic, by the way? Oh, I'm just kidding. Titanic, big release, 3D, James Cameron. I mentioned the fact that he loves doing the ocean thing, and has spent a whole bunch of money doing it, so it's a good thing that he's very successful at what he does. But the Titanic, will it draw them back in again? It certainly did the first time around. Who better to ask that question of than Stephen Shohead, our man in Hollywood. Stephen, what do you think? Are they going to come in droves to see this 3D version?
Well, I'm sure it'll make money. It's hard to imagine it doing as well as it did before. But you know, it's still such a beloved film. I mean, it's got so many likes on Facebook, and I've been reading that people, young ladies who were 14 now want to go see it, now that they're 29. So I think it'll do well. I mean, one girl I talked to said she wouldn't go see it because she owned it. So, the thing is, how much does the 3D influence people wanting to see it? And the one thing is that Cameron himself has sort of disparaged, making a 3D movie after the fact. He thinks it should be made by the ground up, like Avatar. So So even he's saying it's not the best way to do it. But still, seeing that iceberg on 3D probably will be a spectacular thing for a lot of people to go check out.
Yeah, and the reason for doing that is because now we have this new technology that's part of it, and why not re-release it like some of these other films?
Well, that's what is being said. That, you know, the thrill for Cameron is getting it back to the theaters. Now, it's coming out very close to the 100th anniversary of Titanic, the sailing of the Titanic. So that makes people think it's just a cynical ploy to make money. But, I mean, you know, with a movie, you're supposed to make money.
That's true.
His motivation, I think, is just to get it back into the theaters. And he's got a fantastic situation for himself when you think about it, because this will allow Titanic to move up closer to Avatar. So it's a race between his two movies, which is the biggest box office hit of all time. And this will add to the totals for Titanic. So James Cameron is in a remarkable situation as an all-time filmmaker. The thing that's so amazing about it is when you go back, I mean, nobody thought that Titanic would be a hit. I mean, even Cameron knew that it was a stretch to suggest it to 20th Century Fox, because it wasn't his normal type film. And he said, when he pitched it, he said, Romeo and Juliet on a doomed ship. And he said, now it's going to cost at least $130 million, and there's not going to be a sequel. And 20th Century Fox, the main reason they did it was not because they liked the idea of this movie so much, but because they wanted to be in the James Cameron business, because they thought in the long term that more Terminator, more Aliens, things like that, it would be lucrative for them. But once he got really into Titanic, and they realized how exacting he was going to be with recreating rugs and recreating chandeliers and insisting that the waves have to be, if they were going to be 6 feet, they couldn't be 5 feet or 7 feet. They had to be 6 feet, and to redo those scenes over and over and over. And the cost of building a new studio in Mexico to do the movie and making a ship that was 90% scale, 20th Century Fox actually thought this is an absolute disaster. And you know, one of the head guys, Peter Sherman, was saying, I don't think I'm going to be able to send my kids to college because of Titanic during production. So it turned out very, very well and kind of unexpectedly.
Yeah, no kidding. How about the picking the people to play the main parts, like Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio? Is that a shoo-in for both of them or no?
No, it's always interesting about romance, and I make a generalization here. Actresses prefer romantic parts to actors. Actors generally think the actress is going to steal it from them, and there's always exceptions. But if you go back to the movie Splash, for example, Tom Hanks became a big star because eight other actors turned it down because they thought it was the Mermaids movie. And in this particular case, that held true. Kate Winslet really wanted to do that role, and she was accused of stalking James Cameron at one point, which she denied, but she did send him a bunch of roses and then said, I'm your rose, and she really wanted that part. And the one that Cameron had to woo was Leonardo DiCaprio, who did not think the character of Jack was particularly interesting. And Cameron told him, I know what you want. You want to play him with a hunchback or a limp or something like that. And he said, well, it's a lot more difficult playing a James Stewart-style character than it is to play the type of, you know, character that you want to play. But you know, that type of character with a limp or whatever often wins the Academy Award. So that was one reason why DiCaprio probably wanted to do something unusual with the character, but he did agree to do it. And at one point, Kate Winslet was saying to Cameron, even if you don't pick me, pick him. And then they just really hit it off with the chemistry, although the actual production of that movie in a lot of ways was very nightmarish for everybody. Well, one of the things that happened on that movie was somebody, and they never were caught, put hallucinogenic drugs in the soup that they were eating one night. The picture got delayed because they, you know, they, people were freaking out, including Cameron. You know, and why they did it, or you know, the motivation. I mean, there were a lot of, you know, Cameron was making a lot of enemies on the set, and who knows who did it and why, but it was just one of the many things that happened. And another one was that, you know, I mean, Kate Winslet really came to regret doing the part, and even though there were computer generated images you know, heads being transferred onto other people's bodies so they didn't have to do the real dangerous stuff. There was one scene where a wave, she got caught under a wave and she did almost drown. And then Cameron came over to see if she was okay, and she was fine. And he said immediately, okay, let's do it again. So, you know, it was definitely a hard shoot.
Yeah. I wanted to make sure, because I teased that we were going to talk about this. Give us some good, because we just went through, so we think that it's still going to do good at the box office. Who knows? It's not going to shatter the records maybe from before, but should do fairly well. We'll see. We'll talk about that when the box office numbers come back. But April Fool's just passed, and I am lousy at pranking people. But in Hollywood, for some reason, people are very good. I don't know if it's that whole creative nature of the filmmaking process and too much time on their hands or what. But you said you had some good prank stories. April Fool's stories.
So many through the years. I mean, right now I'd say the biggest prankers are like George Clooney, who does things like gets artwork out of garbage and then tells friends that he painted it to get them, the friends, to hang it up and then, you know, later on embarrass them when he tells the true origin of it, or Sandra Bullock, you know, she'll put hamburger meat in her fellow actors' sodas so they get a surprise during scenes. But I like really elaborate ones. There are so many. Like one was when they were making Star Trek, the TV series, Leonard Nimoy had a bicycle, and he used to be able to beat everybody else to the commissary and get his meals. So the rest of the cast decided to steal the bike and hang it in the rafters. And Nimoy was looking all over for it and couldn't find it, and everybody was laughing, and finally he figured out where it was. He goes, I can't believe you guys stole my bike. Well, the next day the bike disappeared again, and Nimoy naturally blamed William Shatner. So it turned out William Shatner said, well, you know, Leonard, come on. I just took it and put it in the dressing room for safekeeping. It'll be okay. So Shatner went to lunch, and then Nimoy arrived like a half hour later, and he told everybody, oh, Shatner, yeah, put it in his dressing room, but he didn't tell me he had the Doberman guarding the dressing room. The Doberman's almost as mean as Shatner is. Shatner said, well, why didn't you just use the Vulcan neck pinch, buddy, to you know, stop the Doberman? So the next day, Nimoy took his car and chained the bike to the car and parked the car as close as he could to the studio where they were making the film, the sound stage where they were making the TV series. And Shatner called up and had the car towed.
You gotta love that one. That's probably the best. That's the best one. I heard bits and pieces of that before, but that was good. Brilliantly done. Stephen Shohead, always fun to have you on the show. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you. And the book is called Hollywood Stories, Short Entertaining Anecdotes About the Stars and Legends of the Movies. And the website's hollywoodstories.com.
Absolutely. Pick it up. It's a great read. He is the ultimate storyteller. Thanks, Stephen. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it, Kate.
All right, coming up on DVD, in fact, out today, Tuesday, is when all the DVDs come out. You know, the movies I want to see, they don't come out soon enough, but We Bought a Zoo. I did go and see that movie. It was pretty decent, funny. It was actually about a zoo that a guy bought in England, but they set it in the United States. Chinatown and Being Elmo. War Horse also released out on DVD. Woohoo! If you haven't seen War Horse, that was up for Picture of the Year. Could be good. Could be a good rental. Think I'm going to hit the Netflix. Sounds like a good idea maybe this weekend.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
And time walks out is rotating and it has lots of little fingers coming out the bottom. So anyway, yeah, there's a funnel now. We do have a funnel cloud.
It's a big mess. There's debris everywhere. There's a, you know, large tornado that went right over the top of I-20, wrecked a whole bunch of trailers and trucks.
We started off talking a little bit about those twisters in Dallas, up to maybe 13, the damage into the millions, hundreds of millions. Because really, you're talking about homes, lots and lots of homes. You're talking about cars. You're talking about the tractor trailers that were thrown all over the roads, and there were a handful of those. So it really is into the pretty dicey amounts, but no, not when it comes to people, which is the strangest thing, and I've already said that, the fact that you didn't have, and thank goodness, you didn't have injuries to talk about or people who were killed as a result of the tornadoes. You look at the supercells, and CNN was tracking this immediately. I was in a car driving, but once I was finally secure and home, and I started flipping around and looking to see what other people were saying about it, to see if I thought they were even close. The what was amazing is looking at, you know, the weather maps always look so bloody scary anyway. If you know anyone in your family that's a weather channel freak. They can tell you about every cell, what color it is, all that stuff, because they constantly are watching the weather. So these weather guys got all the time, whether they were national or local, and really, honestly, you thought that Dallas was going to be blown off the map when you looked at the what was barreling down on the city and on the suburbs. It's just simply mind-boggling that that's not what we're talking about, that we're not talking about, as I said, an Alabama kind of situation, but that's not what it is. Truck trailers just lifted off the ground, survivors in shock watching these huge funnel, clouds just bear down on their neighborhoods. That's exactly what happened. So it's going to be more about the damages and the cleanup than anything else. I mean, the craziest thing was those dark clouds. I mean, dark as night. I was driving over, it's called the Bush, and Dallas is a lot like Los Angeles. Huge freeways, just huge monster freeways. Since I've lived all over the place, in the South and in the middle of the country, lived in the Midwest, lived in the East Coast, lived on the West Coast, I've only ever seen highways like this in Los Angeles, and that, because so many people, that's what it's like. It's very strange to be on the upper deck of one of those highways and just watch these giant clouds, and that's what I saw today. So you had about 300 buildings damaged in Lancaster, which probably was hit the worst. You heard some of the comments there. It really truly was like the Wizard of Oz. I kind of felt like Dorothy today. I just needed those red shoes. Dallas was like Oz. The video is unbelievable. It looked like night for probably 2 hours in the day. About 6 to 13 tornadoes. You can't be sure because, you know, everybody starts to exaggerate. But there wasn't a lot to exaggerate because there was really things happening. However, to actually nail it, remember, you got to have people that had eyeballs on it. I think the craziest thing is what I mentioned, the fact that you had all these airplanes that were damaged, the homes that were damaged, and still, with the weight of the tractor trailers, nobody hurt. You had a water main that broke. You have power out, that kind of stuff. Maybe a few bruises, but no reports. And I checked 5 times today. I bugged the crap out of the Dallas County Sheriff's Office. No reports of any deaths or injuries at this point. Now, there's community centers, a couple of them, that have been open, shelters, if you will, for people that have been displaced by the storm ripping up their homes. But that's it. That's it. Absolutely crazy. And one of the big stories on the day, the tornadoes thrashing one of our major cities in the United States and everybody watching. I hate to say it, but it's that thing where, like in Los Angeles, comparing LA again, where not so much the weather, but where you have car chases and people are glued to the car chases and they're calling their friends back east and they're calling their friends in Ohio and they're calling their friends in Florida to tell them to tune in and to watch this crazy car chase that probably is now on CNN, because CNN really paid a lot of attention to the tornadoes. So in between the politics, that was mixed in. All right, speaking of politics, we've got to hit that too with the final results for the predictions and all that stuff. Predicting that Romney was going to win was a layup. Yes, he got the delegates that he needed. So he's at the halfway point if you wanted to actually track it. You know, I threw this out at the top, and you're always invited to throw in your 2 cents on any and all of it, by the way. 800-259-5791. The fact that this is a done deal. I mean, how many times do people call up the show and tell me how, no, Herman Cain was the guy, Ron Paul, even a couple of John Huntsmen we got occasionally. You know, just a few, but occasionally we got some John Huntsman in the mix. Newt Gingrich, people talk about Newt Gingrich. Ugh, people talk about Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, who I knew had no prayer that he would eventually put his foot in his mouth, and he did several times, and thank you very much. He took his good hair and he went back to Texas. So the establishment person, and the word is almost like a dirty word now, the establishment guy, is Mitt Romney. And this is what's happening. I mean, this is his fate. This is it. And the president now, it's almost like he's declaring it, because the president, when he gave his speech earlier in the day on Tuesday, he attacked the Republican budget, but he also went after Mitt Romney. It's interesting. He said that the budget that was passed in the House was a Trojan horse that was disguised as a deficit reduction plan, but actually imposes a radical vision. Obama said it was a thinly veiled social Darwinism kind of thing. How about that? But the key thing there is, besides ripping the budget, he also talked about Mitt Romney. He said one of my potential opponents, Governor Romney, has said that he hopes a similar version of this plan from last year would be introduced on day one of his presidency. And Obama says that he says he's very supportive of this new budget. He even called it marvelous. So he was tying what he says is a crappy, ridiculous budget that was proposed by Ryan to Romney. And this is the setup. This is the run. This is the run for re-election. You know, I was looking at the numbers the other day. In the war chest, already spending it, $87 million for Obama, compared to Romney, who has half of that, $87 million. And the Democrats didn't like the fact that there was rumors about the billion-dollar war chest, but it's true. I mean, you have to report the numbers, so the numbers don't lie. Obama definitely knows how to raise money, and he's been doing that, flying to New York with some of those big Goldman Sachs dinners and whatnot. So they got a lot of money to spend once it is officially Romney. And by the way, in the battle of Sarah Palin versus Katie Couric, oh, I know, who cares? But it was the morning show deal, and I thought it was kind of intriguing. Sarah Palin did the Today Show. And I have to say, I taped it and just went through it because, as you know, I was snoring by then, but I went through it and there were some funny moments. She made fun of herself right from the get-go. They were smart. They set it up that way, and I thought it was pretty clever, actually. The actual ratings, if you wanted to compare the Today Show to Good Morning America for Tuesday, aren't out. Preliminary numbers are out, and it looks like Sarah Palin's Today Show visit really pumped up the numbers, but that's not the hardcore, you know, Nielsen overnight numbers. We'll see what they are when we jump on our next show. But I think she did, I got to say, she did pretty good. I don't know that you could find fault with Palin because of the, you know, being able to make fun and kibitz with the other anchors and, you know, joke about her personality and that somebody thought she was Tina Fey and they were glad that she was actually doing the show. You can't get away from that. Tina Fey can't get away from Sarah Palin, and Sarah Palin can't get away from Tina Fey.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it.
Oh, no. We woke up the mama.
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.